We're back on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. In 2016, 29-year-old Omar Mateen murdered 49 people in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Mateen was killed by police during that massacre, but today, his widow Noor Salman stands trial on two federal charges, obstruction of justice and helping a terrorist. Jury selection starts today. Nadine Yanis is a reporter at News 6 WKMG-TV in Orlando, covering Noor Salman's trial.
After the shooting on June 12, 2016, they pick her up from their Fort Pierce home in Florida. FBI agents speak to her for several hours, and then she signs a Miranda waiver and gives this 12-page written confession. It's the most damning piece of evidence that we've seen so far, only because it has such explicit detail of how just days before Pulse, she was with Mateen. They went to what she called Downtown Disney. It's now Disney Springs. She said that Mateen said, "What do you think would affect people more, a shooting here or at a club?" You know, and then they went to Pulse. She says that they drove around Pulse for 20 minutes with the windows down. A lot of explicit details. In the confession, she says that she saw Mateen leave with a long gun and a bag of ammo. She also said that when he left, quote, "I knew that he was going to Orlando to attack the Pulse nightclub."
Well, Nadine, if Noor Salman admitted this much to police, why the trial here? Why not just a guilty plea? What are her lawyers saying?
Yeah, so this is also really interesting. Her defense just got documents unsealed yesterday. In it is some things that we knew, but we saw in black and white, where the defense is going to try to bring in two experts to talk about how Salman was severely abused, they say, at the hands of Mateen. And because of that, she was in fear for her life. And that may have played into why she acted the way she did before the attack. And then the second thing, they're going to bring in this Miami-based criminal psychologist, Dr. Bruce Frumkin. This guy specializes in false confessions. So that's going to play a key point, because in his documents that were released yesterday, it says that Salman, who they say grew up with some learning disabilities, has a high susceptibility of giving a false confession. And I think the reason why we may have not seen a plea deal is because the federal prosecutors feel like they have such a strong case. So it's going to be interesting how that all plays out.
Well, this was a very high profile and violent act. News all around the world, certainly news inundated Orlando when it happened. Is it going to be difficult to find jurors who can be impartial here?
Well, that's definitely what the defense says. Their attorneys the entire time during pretrial hearings kept telling me, "We just want a fair trial. We just want a fair trial." They put in a motion for a change of venue to maybe move it to Tampa or another district. That was denied, and that's because the federal prosecutors were able to convince the judge that they could find an untainted jury. So what they did was send out 1,000 jury questionnaires. It was 27 pages long with 76 questions, and 646 people physically came back to the courthouse to fill out these questionnaires. So we have 646 jurors that will be walking into the courthouse potentially today. And we're going to have to bring that down to 12 jurors with an alternate of 6. It's going to be a long process. But I got to tell you, this courthouse where the trial is happening is 1.7 miles away from the Pulse nightclub. So you have to factor that in when trial starts today.
Nadine Yanis with News 6, WKMG-TV in Orlando. Thanks.
No worries, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.